News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Jess Kelly has joined us. Jess Kelly has joined.
Time for Jess, I should have said. Not time for this.
I answer to anything. We're talking about put-downs today. This thing
Kelly,
is here.
This Kelly has this joined one us. Is this here. Kelly, that Kelly, all the Kellys. Now, you see, this is the thing. I'm reading the beginning of what we're going to talk about. Picture the scene. You're out for lunch or dinner with friends. You head home and suddenly realise you can't find your phone. With many of us using our phones as our debit cards, mobile office and line to the world, it can be chaotic. What should you do? Did you come up with this for any particular reason, Jess, including the fact that I came to you practically in a panic about 3 weeks ago, going, Jess, I've just been out for coffee and I can't find my phone?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Just inspiration struck me last night and I thought,
oh, I was
what?
In a panic, wasn't I? I actually was in a panic.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, a few Fridays ago, Ciara went out. I was in a meeting with my boss and Ciara came in going, I can't find my phone.
I know.
So
I did interrupt you and your boss, who's also my boss.
Yeah. And it was lovely. But I could completely understand and empathise with the stress of it, because not only is your phone your phone. For me, anyway, it's my debit card. It's the source of all of my contacts, all of my information. It's my mobile office.
All of your private conversations.
All my photographs.
All kind of financially bits and bobs, stuff to do with your kids, all sorts.
It's very stressful.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we were discussing is not only is it your device, but also it's the way you authenticate yourself for your online banking or a whole host of other things. So it's a complete pain in the face. The first thing to do if this ever happens to you is if you've got an iPhone, if you go to iCloud.com/find, that means you don't need to get the security code from Apple to put in to verify that it's you. If you go to iCloud.com/find, you'll be given a precise location of your phone. So you
can just put in your phone number.
No, so it's associated with your iCloud. You log in with your email address. It's associated with your Apple phone. So you need to know this information.
So you need to have your Apple ID and not just have it stored on your phone like some people do.
Who would do that though, Ciara?
Panicked people who are me.
So you have to have your Apple ID in your head and your password. You go to that and then you log in. If you've got an Android device, the best thing about Android devices is if you log in with your Gmail address to Google, you can literally type into Google, where is my phone? And it'll give you the precise location. Also, there's the option to call your phone if you so wish as well. Now, if your phone is out of battery or if it's dead, that brings up another issue. In that instance, you do have to get onto your phone network as soon as possible and get them to either move your number to a new SIM card, so shimmy it across, or to cut off or temporarily freeze your account. Also, really important to get onto any institution that has your data. Your phone should be encrypted, right? You should have multi-factor authentication on everything.
Mostly they can't get into stuff though, can they? Are there hackers who can?
There are people who can get around it. Now, the good thing about Android and iPhone devices is that you can now remotely lock them. So, for example, say if you were on the train down to Cork by the time you realised that your phone was gone, you could go onto your laptop, go to iCloud.com/find, and you could lock your phone entirely. You can put it into lost mode.
No one can get in anywhere.
Exactly. Even if you have the code on.
I mean, it's turned off, but I mean, it's closed for business.
Exactly. Okay. It just turns into a brick. The best bit of advice that I can give to everybody, though, is today, right now, take out your phone, go to settings, go to security, and enable the lost mode. You have to ensure that the tracker apps can identify your phone. There's no point in talking about this if you don't have it enabled and then you lose it. Do it now.
A text has come in and said, dumb question, but how do you sign into Apple ID without your phone? Can you do it on a regular laptop?
You can do, yes. So again, you go to iCloud.com. Is that from a Ciara K in
No, it was actually from a Shane C in Finsbury.
I've been doing for the last 15 years of my life.
She was just protecting my blushes there.
One day we'll know the answers. So what you do is if you go to the iCloud.com/find, you can do that from a web, from a laptop, from a tablet, any internet-enabled device. And if you go to the /find bit, you don't need the 2FA code. You can just log in with your Apple
I'm
ID.
I'm actually having the sense of panic again that I had the day that I lost my phone, because I nearly had a heart attack, because I was actually going, I've no way to text my kids. I've no way to meet somebody later on. I've no way of doing that.
So
I have no way to do, and I'm completely dependent.
But can I just check with both of you now? I'm going to turn into parent mode. Do both of you have your phones backing up the entire time every day? Lads, please, I'm going to cry, and it's not even 9 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what a tracker mortgage is.
Yeah, this is one of those moments, chicken.
Come here, what am I supposed to put in the settings? Enable what?
we're going to do this off air because I think people have better things to do with their lives. But just, can everyone go
into... it's worth reminding people. How do you do the enable,
the find. So go into your settings.
Yeah.
Go into privacy and security, depending on the phone that you have.
Okay.
And then you will see location and what apps
enable
have location
services
for Find My. So on iPhone, it's Find My.
Right.
Also, please make sure your phone is backed up, because if you lose your phone, all of your stuff will be in the cloud and we'll be able to pull it down to a new phone and you won't lose anything. Go into settings, search for backup and enable it every day. I have to leave. Thank you so much. I'm done. I'm gone. I'm actually done. I can't do this anymore. I've tried. I'm done. I can't. Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.